Report: Guatemalan migrant suspected of lighting subway rider on fire arrested. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 22, 2024. A Guatemalan migrant, who is suspected of allegedly lighting a woman on fire on a New York City subway train, has been arrested, according to a report from the New York Post. Sources within the New York City Police Department, NYPD, told the Post that police officers located and detained the man suspected of lighting a sleeping woman on fire on the F train around 7:30 a.m. after a civilian identified the suspected killer as he rode on a train. The police sources told the outlet that investigators believe the woman was sleeping when the man got up from where he had been sitting and walked over and tossed a match on her, according to the outlet. Alex Gureyev, a construction manager, told the outlet that things in the city were going downhill a bit, adding that muggings, killings, and shootings are really common nowadays. "It's going downhill a bit," Gureyev told the outlet. "Everybody keeps saying it's going back to the 70s. It's a frequent occurrence, not like this, setting people on fire. But like the mugging, the killings, the fighting, the shootings, they're really common nowadays." NBC New York reported that police officers had discovered the woman on an F train in Coney Island at the Coney Island Stillwell Avenue subway station. Officers responding to the scene reportedly found the woman fully engulfed in flames, and the woman was pronounced dead. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch described the suspect as having carried out one of the most depraved crimes one person could possibly commit against another human being, according to the outlet. Representative Richie Torres, DNY, responded to the incident in a post on X, criticizing the political establishment for gaslighting Americans with claims that crime is down and the subway is safe. "In the F train at Coney Island Stillwell Avenue, a demented man lit a sleeping woman on fire with a match, causing the victim to burn alive and die at the scene," Torres wrote. "In New York, dangerous people are allowed to freely roam the subway," Torres added. "Yet the political establishment insists on gaslighting the public with deceptive headlines, 'crime is down and the subways are safe.'" The suspect has reportedly not been charged with a crime yet, police sources told the NIP. As Breitbart News has previously reported, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, released new data showing that there were over 58,000 illegal migrants in NYC who have either been convicted of crime or are currently facing criminal charges.